Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
I'm Rosemary Steak from Columbus, Ohio, and you're listening to Tack Talk on Horses in the Morning, part of the Horse Radio Network for Tuesday, November 5th, episode number 781. This episode is brought to you by Equus Now. Good morning, horse world.
We're going shopping.
I got it on sale.
Aw, baby, take it back.
It was such a bargain.
We got 12 of them already.
Open your checkbooks and tighten your earbuds because we're about to embark on another round of Tack Talk with Equus Now.
Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old homes are calling, tall pines are humming.
Well, that's right, Christmas times are coming, as Templeton Thompson just told us there. And Rose, I bet you are aware of that more than anybody.
Oh, I sure am. We based a whole year's buying on this one holiday season,
and
it's going to be here before you know it.
And it's all arriving, and you're getting it all checked in and ready to stay late nights and box it up and ship it all back out.
Absolutely. You know, we've been getting shipments in probably starting like the first week of September, and right now the place is packed solid, and it's such a fun time of year for us over here.
It is a fun time. You know, even in retail, when you're super busy and, you know, you're shipping boxes out and you're checking people out at the store, everybody's just in a better mood. So your employees tend to be in a better mood, too. Even if you're working long hours, it's still fun. I mean, it's just a fun time of year.
It is. You know, plus we deal with horse people, you know, all day long. We talk about horses. So, you know, we have these dream jobs, you know, as it is at our store. But, you know, with the holiday spirit thrown in on top of that, it really is a great time of year.
Well, we're going to get everybody in that holiday spirit. You know, we're past Halloween now and into November, so it's official. We can do this now. And we are going to do the one of, this is the first of a two-part gift buying episode. Of course, you'll be back at the beginning of next month. First Tuesday of the month is Equus Now time with Tack Talk. So we're going to really get you started on gifts today and, you know, some ideas that Rose has put together. And of course, Jennifer and I have been in this business a long time, too, and have seen the trends. So we can chat a little bit about that. But I'm just looking forward to it a whole lot. Let's find out from Jennifer what is coming up on today's show.
On today's show, we go shopping. I have marked on our production notes, Glenn, which ones I want, so please take note.
And I'm sure you have.
Once we've done a lot of shopping, we're going to go out and enjoy some candies, compliments of the CEO, Phyllis LeBlanc, from Harbor Sweets, the candy of choice for all horse people at the holidays and every other time of the year. And then we're going to do a little bit more shopping, this time for those really hard to shop for trainers and barn owners in our lives. They're tough to shop for. And rounding things out, the gift buyer extraordinaire from Equus Now, Tracy Baker, is going to stop by and tell us how it all works.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Tracy is going to be a really fun guest because if there was an Olympic sport and it was shopping, you know, Tracy would get the gold medal every time.
Now,
I've never
as
seen
a horse person,
like
can I Yeah, as a horse husband, can I just call Tracy and say, okay, can you just shop for me and just ship it out?
You know what's funny? People do that. People call Tracy from all over the country, and she just asks for just a little bit of background about the person that you want to shop for, and she will nail the perfect gift on the head every single time. It's just, it's something that she was born with.
That is a horse husband's dream right there. That is definitely a horse husband's dream. Well, I got to tell you, I'm in kind of a pickle this year because I can't complain about anything that Jennifer marks down that she wants, because I ordered my Christmas gift this year. And, well, let's just say it's probably a little more expensive than anything Jennifer's put on her list. So, and I couldn't, unfortunately, buy it at your
comma,
place.
It has a comma, Glenn. Your Christmas gift
had
a comma.
Yeah. I couldn't buy it at Equus Now, or I would have, but I did order my new cart for my pony, for my little rescue pony. So.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, I'm very excited. It's going to be metallic blue with yellow wheels. And Jennifer has already scoped out reins for the harness that are yellow to match the wheels. So we're going to look like a circus wagon coming down the road, pretty much.
Are you going to have like a boom box in the back and put some hydraulic lifts on it to get it going down the road?
You know, this cart is really cool. I got to give a shout out to Fry Carriage Company, Todd Fry and the gang. They're from Wisconsin, not too far from you, actually. And they do tremendous work. They build competition carriages as well as pleasure carriages. And this one has about 85 different adjustments you can do. So I could put a larger pony or a smaller pony in there as well. But they custom
make everything with power windows, Glenn.
Yeah, it pretty much does. We came up with the idea yesterday that he really should have air conditioning in him for the summertime here in Florida, but he thought the battery weight would be a problem to run the air conditioner. So, yeah.
You got to post pictures on the website because I can't wait.
I definitely will. I can't wait to put the little guy in it and see him in the cart. But it'll arrive right around Christmas time. He said about 4 to 8 weeks is their lead time to build them. So,
wow. So
I'm very excited.
Handmade.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Yep, right there in Wisconsin.
Hey, Glenn.
Right there in his shop. Yep.
I have a question for Rose. So Glenn has ordered his Christmas gift with a comma. Does that mean that the significant other or spouse in the relationship needs to also get gift or gifts with comma? Is it a balancing effort, or is it what he gets comes off of my list and I only get something for $10? How does that work?
That is a very good question. You know, I would think, you know, what because, you know, Glenn has got this extravagant gift for himself, I would think that you are entitled to the equal value gift, you know, on your own.
Okay, we're running out of time now. It's time to get on with the show. See, Rose, I think it's an annual thing. I think 1 year, one person gets the good, you know, the really good gift, and then the next year, the other person. I think it's an annual thing. That's what I'm thinking.
I have a great suggestion for a gift for Jen that you guys can both enjoy. Why don't you take her on a European riding holiday? Go to Ireland. And ride over the moors, and I can see you guys both, like, loving it, and it can be, like, something that you would remember forever.
I would love it if they had a carriage where I could drive over the moors. That would be great. I need to find a place that does both. That would make it much more enjoyable for me. But I could send Jennifer on the trip.
Well, she might
probably
want to
have more fun without me anyway.
What do you think, Jen?
I think Glenn would like the pub crawl one. That's the one he would go for, where you walk gently from pub to pub on some old cob horse that, you know, has one bad leg and kind of drags it zombie style. He would go for that one.
That's funny. I have friends of mine that took a trip to France this past summer, and they went bicycling from town to town. And the trip tour guide said, you know, the towns are maybe like, you know, 5 to 10 miles apart. It turned out these towns were 30 to 50 miles apart.
Oh!
And
that's a long way.
You know, they came back, they lost like 20 pounds apiece.
You know, the unfortunate part of that is, and I do ride bikes, so I know a little bit about this. The unfortunate part of that is you enjoy the scenery for about the first 10 miles. And then That's it. The rest of the day, all you're thinking about is, you know, pedaling the next, you know, the next hill. And that's it. You stop looking at the scenery, and all you're worried about is getting there. So
that's
you
right.
do, it does
getting
some of
late.
The thrill.
Yeah, the sun is setting, so you have to get to wherever you're going, you know, before it gets dark, and you're just praying you make it there.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And then you're too tired to eat anyway. You know, you're too tired to do anything. I don't think I'm signing Jennifer up for that one anytime soon. Well, let's get started here today with the holiday spirit. And you wanted to start today talking about some gift ideas for gifts that are under $30. And we're hoping that what we're hoping to accomplish with this, by the way, all of these things, you don't have to memorize them as we're doing the show today. Our show notes at horsesinthemorning.com will have a link to every product we talk about today. So if you just go to today's episode at horsesinthemorning.com, you will find all the links directly to the Equus Now website where you can find all of these different products. But one of the reasons that we're starting so early is you have to start early right now if you're thinking about getting custom anything. And I know that some of the products we're going to talk about are custom. So get us started.
Absolutely. You know, like this is the perfect time of year to think about getting custom stuff. And everyone likes to get something that's personalized. And that's really, you know, shows that you're thinking about that person, you know, for the holidays. One of our most popular gifts under $30 are engraved bracelets. And engraved bracelets are perfect for preteens, for teens, and they're very simple engraved bracelets with their favorite horse's name on them. And it's something that they can have more than one. They don't have to own their own horse, but just to have a very special horse's name that they carry with them all the time. And that's a gift under $20. So it's a great, great price point. There's another idea.
These are leather with the brass plates.
Absolutely. Very
right?
classic yeah. style. And you don't have to get brass. You can get silver with a black leather. And this year we added 6 or 7 new styles to the bracelet line. There's a really pretty one that's like a hand-braided rope with an engraved plate that's really pretty. And there's one that has a sterling silver buckle, so it has a little bit of a Western look to it that's really different. So they're not just standard basic leather with the brass plates. It's really, you can go crazy with them this year.
I know that the Oxer bracelet, I saw a lot of those around last year. Those are the thicker ones that have the buckle on it. I did see a lot of those around last year, especially at the expos and stuff.
Yeah, there's definitely they're really broadening like the different choices. So there's a lot out there to pick from. So even if the recipient that you're looking for already has a bracelet with a plate on it, there's many different kinds that they can get this year that they've never seen before, which is kind of fun.
Another thing that they can do with those that I've seen a lot of people doing now is so many of us now when we compete, we'll have our catchphrase or something that we, you know, like kick on and things like that. You can put that on those bracelets too, which is a lot of fun. You put that on a cross-country day and it really motivates you.
Definitely. That's a great idea. And, you know, for horse shows, a lot of times year-end awards, they'll get those bracelets with the name of the organization on the bracelet. And you can have division champions, and it's a really inexpensive prize that people will always carry with them.
Now, I'm noticing, too, the one thing that I like about your customization options, and I don't know if you do this in-house or ship them out, but you have a lot of different fonts that you can use. A lot of companies only have 2 or 3. You have about a dozen or more different fonts that you can pick from.
We do, and what that does is it makes a very unique-looking gift, so it's not always the same basic block that most companies offer. We work with a company in Pennsylvania called The Engraver, and Barb is the owner of The Engraver. She's a fantastic lady. She does excellent work. I mean, her plates are thick, so they're not going to bend. You know, they're very resistant to scratching. And a lot of companies sell engraved plates, but not the quality of the engraver. She's really in a class by herself. She does great work.
Terrific. Very good. Well, there's your – and those run $21.95, so very affordable.
Very, very great idea. And then for another gift that's sticking with, like, the jewelry line, there's a company that we work with called Horse Lady Gifts, And what she does is she makes these very unusual decorative bracelets that are extremely detailed. And there's a hunter style, there's a fox hunting style, and they're very decorative, ornate bracelets that have a very classy style to them. So if you look on our equusnow.com website for Horse Lady Jewelry and do a search for cuff bracelets, they're beautiful and they're very unique. We've never seen these anyplace else, and they're brand new for this year.
Now, they're the wider bracelets that you see, and they have, different, they have a horse head design or, a trotting horse or a jumping horse. But these are the ones that are a little bit wider, and these have become popular over the last year, too. You're seeing the bracelets becoming much wider and much bulkier than they used to be.
Definitely. It's a fashion trend that you see like in just every day, like designs. But the wider the bracelet, the more popular the style. There's one model that she does. It's a hunter cameo. So it's the head of a hunter with the braided mane, and it's gorgeous. And in person, they're stunning, and they're surprisingly affordable. So that's a really nice, unique gift for somebody.
I was just noticing these things are around $26. They look like, when you look at them, they look like they should be in the $50 to $75 range. Don't you think
the same thing,
Jennifer, all the jewelry stores we've been to?
Yes, they're very attractive for the price point you're paying. Absolutely.
And they're heavy. You know, when you wear them, they really feel like a substantial piece of jewelry. But they did a great job keeping the price point down on those.
You can't get these engraved because they're rounded on the inside?
I suppose you can. I mean, you can. We couldn't do it here because we don't have the machinery to engrave
right.
them. But I am sure if you bring them, definitely,
yeah.
Because
laser
the inside
engraver.
Of them
yeah.
are flat. Yeah, at least someplace yeah. inside. But that's a really great idea.
That's cool. Very good.
Yeah.
If you really
yeah.
want to personalize it. But I'd order it now if you're going to do that because you're going to need time for the jeweler to engrave it as well.
Definitely. And right now there's plenty of time. So like this week, next week, even the week after, you're still good on doing custom stuff. But as it gets later in November, it's just tighter and tighter. But another great gift idea are scarves. We probably sell more scarves as an accessory than anything else at Equus Now. And Jules makes a great...
Well, you live in Ohio where it's freaking cold. I mean, that's the other thing.
But Glenn, they're an accessory. You don't have to be in a cold climate to wear a scarf. They're just cute.
These are pretty, actually. Jennifer,
this
you're
is
a big
on my
scarf
selection
person.
List, Glenn. The scarf is
oh,
on the
is?
List. Taking note, yeah.
Yeah, for Florida, you'll be able to wear that 2 days a year.
They're not fluffy big scarves. They're for fun scarves.
We're not talking like Elmer Fudd, with the hat and the scarf. We're talking about fashion, Glenn. Get with the program.
Okay, sorry. These are very pretty, actually.
Can't wait till Tracy comes on and talks to you, man. She's going to set you straight.
So tell us about the Jules scarves.
Jules is a great brand. Everybody knows Jules, and their scarves are very well priced. They come in lots of plaids. One idea that I had is to monogram part of the scarf with your recipient's initials, because it's something a little bit different. And if you do the monogram in a really nice color to kind of coordinate with the plaid, it would be very subtle, but definitely an extra touch for a really nice gift, and it would keep the gift still under $30. So that's a
Can
really good idea.
Can you monogram material like this, Rose?
Easily, yeah. These scarves, like Jen said, they're not like big woolly scarves. They're fashion scarves. So you can use them to accessorize, whatever you're wearing, but they're thin, so they monogram beautifully.
Are they cotton, wool blend? What are they?
They're actually a cashmere blend. It's a very, very light wool blend, and they have some cashmere thrown in, so they're very, very soft to the
super
touch.
Soft.
They're super soft. The Barber is another company that we work with that has gorgeous scarves. Well, those are all cashmere, so they're a much higher priced item. But the Jules line is kind of a knockoff of that really high-end scarf, but it looks really good. So
and it's only $27, and once again, I look at these and I expect them to be higher priced.
Yeah, great price point. And your recipient won't know how much you paid for it because they look much more expensive than they really are.
Yeah, they do. I agree. Yep. Jennifer, you would look good. You need some new scarves, too. I don't think we've replaced your scarves in years. And I can probably afford that. So that'd be good because, you know, I am buying a cart, so I have to...
Good to know.
You know, there's something that doesn't balance there. Okay, Glenn gets a cart and Jen gets a scarf.
And you know what? You know what? My wife is so wonderful because she would be happy with the scarf. I mean, she'd be like, yeah, this is great. So...
Jen, we're going out. We
shake your head
talk.
Like this, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Next. Sorry, right, getting too much trouble. So next up is something that, you know, everybody has one of and is always buying more of.
Cell phone cases, yes. Everyone carries a cell phone. And, you know, when you ride, you know, it's just, I mean, for a safety aspect, you want to have your phone on you. But you don't want to have it somewhere on you where, you know, it could impale you or anything like that. You want to put it someplace on you where, you know, if you fall, you know, first of all, it's going to be somewhat safe and it's easy to access, you know, when you need it. So we have these really neat cell phone cases that strap on to either the top of your arm or your calf. So they're easy to access. They come in lots of colors. They are designed to fit the iPhones, so they're smartphone compatible. And they have really cute designs, and they're super inexpensive.
I'll tell you why we run into problem with a lot of these is the size, because the phones are getting bigger. But how would it – and most horse people I know have their iPhones in an OtterBox or some kind of tough case. Would it still fit in there?
Absolutely, yeah. This was designed specifically to hold a phone in a case. So it's a very generous-sized cell phone holder, but it's not cumbersome. You know, it won't get in the way of your riding at all. And a lot of people, you know, they leave their phones like either in their barns or in their tack box when they ride. But especially if you're trail riding and you're going out, you want to keep that phone on you just in case of an emergency. So this way you can keep it on you, it won't get in your way, and you can easily access it when you need to.
Different than that little cheap neoprene one that's been around for the past 10 years that is tiny and only fits an iPod Shuffle. This is a different case altogether. So if that's the one you're thinking of, folks, you need to go to Equus Now and look at the large magnetic cell phone case.
Absolutely. Lots of colors, lots of styles. They even come in plaids and things like that. And you know what a lot of people do is when they ride, they put their phones in a saddle bag that's attached to the saddle. Well, if you come off your horse, you know, and your horse takes off, you know, what are you going to do? And you're out in the middle of nowhere.
We've had that discussion here on the show in our safety segment about making sure the phone's on your person, even if you're riding in the arena. You know, we talked to a lady not too long ago at an accident, and she was riding in the arena, and she was alone. So, you know, you can lay there for hours till somebody finds you.
It happens all the time. And, you know, on the quietest horse you'd ever think. You know, it just freak things happen, and it's nothing that we want to think about, but you still want to be prepared just in case.
All right, that's very good. That's the large rider cell phone case.
Yep.
And I see the next one's on Jennifer's. She marked this one also.
You know, baby pads.
You're not
are
getting off
an
easy
item.
On this whole thing, Glenn. You're not getting off easy.
You're only up to like $30 so far, Glenn. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm
you
doing pretty good, actually.
You can afford it.
Except she said she wanted one of each of these, and there's about 85 colors. So I think I'll go with it.
But you know what? If she gets one of each, it would still be less than your carriage.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, baby pads are something that you can't have too many of. So never, you know, never say to yourself, oh, that person has a baby pad. Well, you know what? You use a baby pad, you know, every time a lot of us ride. You know, we throw a baby pad on underneath our regular saddle pads. And what that does is it keeps the pad nice and clean, you know, and you can just easily wash baby pads because they're so thin and they wash up really well. Well, to have a bunch of monogrammed baby pads in your barn is a really nice thing, but nothing that people necessarily do for themselves. So you can get this gift for anyone on your list. They're extremely inexpensive. You're looking at like, you know, $10-$11 for the pad, you know, $8 for the monogram, and you have a really nice personalized gift for anyone on your list. So baby pads
and
monogram are hot.
Yeah. And also, if you're one of those people that needs a lot of baby pads because either you love saddle pads or you have a dirty horse like I do, if you have them monogrammed, they're a lot less likely to grow legs.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's a common thing in barns. People just don't pay attention, and they take someone else's baby bed because they all look alike. But, yeah, put your initials on it, and there you go. It's safe and secure.
Comes with about 85 different trim colors, too. There's a whole bunch of different colors.
You can go crazy. And, you know, you don't even have to monogram a name. I mean, you can monogram, like, an emblem or a symbol. I mean, you could do anything on these pads, and it's still super inexpensive.
These are the ones that we use for our giveaways that have our Horse Radio Network logo on them. And we went with baby pads because so many different riders ride so many different, you know, saddles and different saddle pad arrangements and everything. But everybody can use a baby pad at some point or another. So that's the reason
Absolutely.
That we did that.
Yeah, they're very functional. Yeah. And then next up is iPad cases. You know, nowadays everyone seems to have an iPad. And there haven't been very many equestrian iPad cases on the market. And we just found a company that makes a super cute iPad sleeve in fun colors. It has an equestrian theme, and they're very inexpensive. So it's a great gift to stay under $30, and it's for any age. Yeah. Yeah, they're super cute. When I first saw them, I thought they'd be more of like a kids like type gift, but it's the adults that shop in the store that are buying them like crazy. So
well, it's the adults that carry their iPads around everywhere. You know, I'm always amazed because we get into Disney a lot. How many moms are there with iPads all day long, and they got their whole day planned at the park on their iPad, and they're using it to take pictures too. And you see, you know, you'll see 25 of these iPads up in the air. And like it isn't bad enough that there's 100,000 cell phones up in the air, but then now you got iPads up in the air.
That's funny. I've never seen that, but I have a 20-month-old son at home, and he has his own iPad. And if it wasn't for that, you know, trips on a plane and just car trips in general would be much more torturous. But the fact that he could tote his iPad, like, wherever he goes, it keeps him perfectly happy, and he's not even 2 years old yet.
And this, of course, will fit the iPad and the Mini, too, right?
Yep, it's generously sized, so it's designed for the iPad, but it can hold, you know, just about anything else. So there's plenty of room in it.
Very good, and that's only $20. And they come in all the different patterns that have horsies all over them. So, again, this is a good stocking stuffer idea for the holidays.
And then next up, this is one of my favorites. Saddle covers are something anyone could use. I mean, if you have a saddle, you need a cover.
Oops. Let me see if I can. I don't know why we're hearing ringing.
Good morning, Harvest.
Better?
I think so, yes.
Okay,
I think Jennifer missed on that one. Trying to call our guest.
Okay. Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
But fleece saddle covers, there are such a plethora of designs available right now at EquisNow. And you can get waterproof saddle covers. You can get just fun saddle covers. They monogram beautifully. So you can put your farm name. You can put your farm, you know, logo. And the plaid fleece ones are like, oh my goodness, I think they're like $12, you know, for these beautiful saddle covers. And they've never been that inexpensive before. So that's a great gift, and people will think you spent a lot more money. The waterproof saddle covers are $17.95, and they have waterproof outer shells. They're polar fleece lined. They're really soft, and at that price point, they're not going to last. You know, it's an introductory thing that our manufacturer came up with this year, and I don't see the price staying there. I have a feeling they're going to raise them next year, but I'd recommend stocking up on these beautiful waterproof saddle covers while they're that cheap.
And the fleece ones, I mean, they come in purple plaid. Where else are you going to find that?
They're gorgeous. I mean, they're really pretty. They're even nicer in person. But it's definitely a gift that anyone rides would like.
Yeah, especially the waterproof ones. If you keep your saddles outside in the tack shop or tack room, especially.
Definitely.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, those are good. They're only $12.95 and $17.95, so you can't beat that. Again, another great stocking stuffer.
Yep. And then the next thing. Okay, this is a little bit more than $30, but everyone who rides, you know, pretty much needs riding gloves, whether you need winter gloves or summer gloves. Gloves are something that you tend to go through on a quicker basis than you'd like. You know, you leave one glove here, you know, you're something that you're always replacing. our best-selling glove out of everything we carry is the Roquel gloves. And people that buy Roquels, they get Roquels year after year. It's a brand that people really stick with. Well, Roquel gloves came out with a winter riding glove that's not bulky. And this is why people like this brand to begin with, because Roquels, they have a great feel, but there's no bulk. And this winter glove they came out with is exactly the same thing. It's the classic Roquel feel, but there is no bulk. So when you're holding onto the reins, it really feels that you're not, you know, being encumbered in any way. So if I had to choose out of everything, you know, a great gift and keeping the price down, I would recommend Roquel riding gloves for anybody. They're great, and if your recipient had never worn Roquels in the past, they're going to be a convert. They're fantastic gloves.
And those are the winter. They have the winter gloves too, right?
They do, and you know, they're not super warm. So, you know, if you're in New England and that's all you're wearing and you're outside, you know what, you're probably going to get cold. But if you're in a moderate climate, if you're riding in an indoor arena, I cannot recommend them highly enough. They're just really nice gloves.
Yeah, and if you give those, people are good. Riders will know you're giving them a quality product.
Absolutely. There's really nothing better. We sell tons of gloves. We have every brand at Equus now, and Roquels kill them, like 10 to 1.
And they're $54.95, so that's a good price, too.
Yep, it's a little bit, you know, over the budget that we were talking about, but I'll tell you, they're worth every penny.
Very good. Cool. Well, your guest is on, and that leads us right into what you had on your list anyway as our next product. Why don't you introduce Phyllis?
You know, out of all the gifts that we sell under $30, our best seller in that category is the one and only Dark Horse Chocolates. And Equus now has been carrying Dark Horse Chocolates for years and years. And Phyllis LeBlanc is the owner of Harbor Sweets, and she is the queen of Dark Horse Chocolates. Welcome, Phyllis.
Thank you, Rose. It's a pleasure to join you this morning.
I'm so glad to have you.
I have to start by saying I love Roquel gloves. That's what I wear riding. So.
Well, there you go.
It's a great product.
They are. You know, and I was never a glove person, and I started wearing those, and I can't go to anything else. And
right.
It's just, they're the best.
Absolutely.
So, Phyllis, tell us about you. I mean, how did you get involved in the chocolate business?
Well, this is typical of most of those things. It was sort of a happy accident. I was in college in Salem, Massachusetts, and I was looking for a part-time job to help support my education, and I saw an ad for chocolate dippers, and I thought that sounded like a whole lot more fun than working at the local McDonald's or something. So I went and applied, and that was the year that Harbor Sweets had just moved out of the founder's basement. So it was the very early stages, and I started working at Harbor Sweets as a chocolate dipper and worked in a number of different capacities as the company grew.
And now
of course,
you
all
the company.
Think about, you know what, Rose? All I can, maybe this is before your time, but all I can think about is, I'm totally going to the Lucille Ball episode. That's all I can think about. Is it that way, Phyllis? You know, you have to keep going faster and faster, and then you just start eating them.
No, everybody thinks that. Actually, we have discussed the possibility of doing a training video and just popping that little segment in the middle for fun. But
I know that anybody under 50 doesn't have no idea what we're talking about, but it was one of the funniest scenes in TV, in the history of TV.
Absolutely, and everybody that comes in here mentions it because we do have one piece of equipment that has a conveyor belt, and people are taking the chocolates off and hand dipping them into the dark chocolate, and that always comes up when people see that conveyor belt.
Is it illegal to lick your fingers then?
It is illegal to lick your fingers.
Don't hire Glenn, okay?
Yeah, apparently this job's not sounding as good as I thought initially.
Yeah, you just talked yourself out of a job, Glenn.
Yes, I did.
Now, Phyllis, you said you're talking about Roquel gloves. So you're a horse person yourself?
I am, yes. I'm a dressage rider and have been riding for most of my life since I was a teenager. And I have a wonderful horse now. His name is Chiron. And although it's winter, so we're not competing now or approaching winter. It felt like winter last night here in New England.
Did it?
Yes, yes.
Have you had any snow yet?
No, we haven't seen snow yet, but some of my friends a little further north have commented on it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I read in your bio that you launched the Dark Horse line as a tribute to your horse, Abel.
I did, and that was also a fun experience. I was actually going to grad school nights at Boston University and studying for my MBA. And I was taking a class in entrepreneurship, and we had to write a business plan. So my business plan was on creating a line of chocolates with horse designs, because I was actually out looking for gifts for my trainer, my blacksmith, the vet. And it's really hard to buy something for people that you like and value their services and want to get them something special, but they're not necessarily people that you're close to. So this seemed like a perfect gift. I mean, everybody loves chocolate, and we put horse designs on it. And so I wrote this business plan. It was probably the hardest I ever worked in college in my life. But it turned out to be a wonderful project, and we launched the line of chocolates through Harbor Sweets about a year after I graduated from grad school, and the line paid for all of its development costs the first 4 weeks it was on the market. So it took off tremendously.
That's great. You've done a tremendous job with this.
Oh, company. Thank you. Thank you.
Really,
and, yes,
so much
going back to my horse, Abel, was a wonderful big black Hanoverian horse, and he was the inspiration and the namesake for Dark Horse Chocolate.
That's great. I remember setting up with you for years at the Rolex and at other trade shows, and your area always had the longest line of people wanting to taste test your chocolates.
Yeah, well, you can create quite a lot of activity by giving away free chocolate. But it really does work. We're about to head out to the Equine Affair in Springfield, Mass tomorrow to set up our booth, and we will again be sampling chocolates there. So if you're in the area and attending Equine Affair, look for us in the Better Living Center.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure you're going to
have, and I have a trick
long
too. You can watch as your horse husband, you keep an eye on the booth, and as they do employee shift changes, you can go back and get more free. So I just did a little trick there.
Glad.
Not that I ever did that.
We know you're there. We just try to be polite.
And you are, too. I can't tell you how many trips I myself have gone back to that booth when I couldn't, go out and grab a bite for lunch. I'm like, oh, there's Phyllis. I got to go grab some more chocolate.
Well, the funny thing is, though, it really does work. People taste the chocolate. We've had people swoop in and pick up a sample and continue down the aisle about 10 feet and do a complete about face and come back and say, what was that I just ate?
That's awesome. That's a tribute to your product. That's really
well,
good.
Well, thank you. Yes, we're very proud of the product.
Is everything made right there in Massachusetts?
It is. We have at the peak season, which is right now leading into the holidays, we have close to 100 employees, and all of our chocolates are handmade, and they're made with fresh cream and fresh butter and all those good things. So it's a real labor of love to produce these chocolates.
Phyllis, I have a question for you. You run such a successful company, and you still find time to ride. How do you do it? How do you balance the two together?
I have a wonderful husband. My husband, Bob, makes sure that I get to do all of these things, and I come home from the barn after I leave my house at about 7:30 in the morning, go to work. I have about a 45-minute commute, go to the barn after work, and I get home around 9 o'clock, and my husband has my dinner made and waiting for me. I couldn't do it all without him.
Stuart, if you're listening to this, take notes.
Yeah, well, we learned that early on, though, Phyllis, because we learned that if we don't cook, we don't eat.
Well,
so,
exactly.
You know, there's some amount of self-preservation there, too.
Well, right, Glenn, but I'll just give him credit for being a great guy.
Yeah, I appreciate that, though.
That's awesome. How long have
you
guys been
married?
You know
what happens, though? This is what happens. And it's because that's the way we start out, because, you know, we soon figure out if we want to eat at all that night, then we have to cook because you're not getting home till 8 or 9 o'clock. But then after a while, we start to enjoy to cook, and then we end up being the cooks, and then we kind of enjoy doing it. So, you know, that's what's happened with me anyway, and I know a lot of other horse husbands as well that cook. So.
Well, that's great. That's why we love you.
Now, Phyllis, do you have any new product developments on the horizon that we should be looking out for?
Well, we have some. I know the topic for today is gift items, so I'll tell you about some of our holiday gifts in the Dark Horse Chocolates line. And one of my favorites, and actually it was suggested to us by a customer at one of our shows, is our Dark Horse Chocolates Christmas calendar. And we had a Christmas calendar in our previous line, in our Harbor Sweeps line, our nautical line, and somebody said, you should do one with the horses. So as soon as they said that, I thought of one of my favorite artists, who is Jocelyn Sander Urban, and she had a line of cards called For Sure Enterprises and did holiday cards for a long time, and she also does beautiful fine art. But she created the artwork for our first Christmas calendar 3 years ago and has done each one since. And this year we have a wonderful scene of all of the farm animals decorating the Christmas tree out in the field. And there's horses and cows and sheep and dogs and cats, and it's a great scene. And the fun part is that this has a 25 doors leading up to Christmas. You start on December 1st with door number one, and each day you open a door and you get a different Dark Horse chocolate behind each door. So you work your way up to Christmas, and on Christmas Day you find the pony that you always wished for Christmas. It's
a great idea. That's fantastic. Yeah.
So that's
okay, let's have a show of hands of how many people would actually eat one a day. Do I see any hands up?
No, I don't think so. But
I love the idea,
though.
I really do. I could do this. I have the self-control. Jennifer, forget it. She'd be 25 candies in and be wondering why it's all gone.
Right.
Then I get the pony sooner.
Yeah. Yes, you might, because we have different ones throughout the various days. So you work your way up and find a different flavor. And then Jocelyn also did a beautiful artwork for us of four young horses. We call them yearlings. I think they're actually weanlings. And it's the beautiful four horse heads on a very rich brown fabric box. And the box is sort of an oval hat box type of box. And we have these handmade by a small company up in New Hampshire. So it's all an American-made product. And it's a gorgeous box that the person keeps after all of the chocolates are gone. So that makes a terrific gift, too. And both of those are $29.95. So they're a nice price point and make a really special gift for all the horse people in your life.
Did you think ahead to have a box of chocolates on your desk while doing this show? Did you think ahead?
We always have Dark Horse chocolates around this door. And you made a really funny comment to me yesterday, Glenn. And, you know, Dark Horse chocolates, you know, they're extremely fresh. And they have a short shelf life, you know, because, you know, Phyllis, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, they're handmade. And, you know, they're designed to be eaten, you know, fairly quickly. And Glenn had made the funniest comment to me that his staff at his store used to count down the days until the expiration date on the box, and then there would be a party.
That's right.
I know. We have this all the time. The stores say, you know, it's a real dilemma because I want to sell the things that I bought to sell, but I'm actually kind of happy when I don't sell your product in one box or something. So, and I've heard of staff hiding the box, too, until it reached the expiration date so that it wouldn't
I was
sell.
Always suspect of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the kicker is they taste just as good. I mean, they're delicious, like, no matter when you eat them. So, like,
well,
it's kind of like
the date on the milk carton. It doesn't instantly go bad on that date. It's just
right.
that we want people to have it at its very finest. So we do put an expiration date on it so people know that it's still good.
You make a fabulous product, Phyllis, and we really enjoy carrying your products at Equus now. And it was such an honor to have you as a guest on the show today.
Well, thanks.
Can I chime in on one I think is fun before we let you go?
Sure.
I think the Chinese takeout box is fun.
Oh, yeah, that's a great gift. And, you know, the nice thing is it's like all – it looks like a Chinese takeout box except that it's a red sparkly paper, and inside it has a bag of our peppermint ponies and our dressage classics. And the fun thing is that it's all wrapped up – It makes such a great hostess gift. You can just take it right as it is, right out the door with you, and it's a fabulous little gift to bring along to a party or a grab bag, any of those things that you're going to. So thank you, Glenn, for bringing that up.
Yeah, I like the surprise aspect of it. If you bring it along like a hostess gift to a party and you set it there, somebody's going to get curious eventually and go, why is there Chinese sitting here? So I really like that surprise sort of aspect of it.
Right, right. Well, Rose, we really appreciate being represented by your store, too. We've had a nice long relationship, and thank you for representing our products so well.
Oh, thank you. You're a pleasure to work with. Your company is wonderful, and we're looking forward to many years of carrying your product in the future.
Well, great. And thank you both for the time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Good to talk to you again, Phyllis. And it's harborsweets.com. That's harborsweets.com, or you can go to equusnow.com and find them all over there and order them up for the holidays. And then now we're getting chilly enough that we can start shipping them safely again. So there's no worries there. They'll ship them right out from Equus Now, and you'll have them. Especially if you want the calendar one, that's something that's designed to have at the beginning of December. And I really think that's a really clever, unique idea, especially I don't care whether you're kids or adults. That would be fun. So those you want to order now and get them in for the beginning of December.
And it's a great gift to send to kids at college, too.
Guaranteed it'll be gone in 10 minutes.
Well,
thank you, Phyllis.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Phyllis. Take care.
Bye-bye.
It's always good to have Phyllis on. She's a lot of fun, and, you know, what a terrific company, and what a way to start. I mean, she really, truly started at the bottom and worked her way up to be the boss. So,
yeah, that's an awesome story. And they're made right in Salem, Massachusetts, which is great. You know, I love supporting, you know, companies that make their products and support, you know, the local community. And I'm really craving chocolate right now. I don't know about you.
Me too. Really, yeah. Now, one of the things, though, that she did say, and I was surprised, you know, we think about them for Dark Horse Chocolates. The name of the company is Harbor Sweets. That's the parent company. Dark Horse Chocolates is their horse line. And she said that the horse line is only about 10% of their business. Their biggest line is their harbor line, their nautical.
Wow, that's amazing. I was looking at her website earlier today, and they're beautiful chocolates. The nautical line, you know, they have like the sailboats and all these beautiful like seaside symbols on them. And what a great gift, you know, for anybody. She really has covered that market, and she's done such a great job.
Ironically, one of their biggest competition in New England is Hebert Chocolates, which is our last name. And we always joked about the fact that we were related to the Hebert Chocolate people, except every time we'd stop and tell them that, they would never give us anything free. And their chocolate was not nearly as good as Harbor Sweets either. So,
I'm not surprised. She's hard to beat. I mean, her chocolate is really in a class by itself.
Well, a lot of these chocolate makers, what they'll do is they'll buy the chocolate for companies like Hershey's and things, and then they'll just basically make the designs and the the different chocolates, but they don't do that. So this, you know, you're getting the real stuff here, and it is really, really good. And, you know, not all chocolates are equal. That is for certain.
No, definitely not. And, you know, I was reading on her website, too, that they supply, you know, chocolates to the Guggenheim Museum, you know, some of the big opera houses in the country. So they really have quite the following from so many places worldwide that they're much bigger than I ever realized.
Well, let's take a little break here and continue in the holiday Christmas spirit. Why don't we play the rest of the song we started with, because it's one of my favorites from Templeton Thompson. It is called Christmas Time's A-Comin'. We'll play the whole thing for you right now. And then we're coming back. We're going to talk a little bit about trainer and barn owner gifts, which is something that is so hard because they tend to have everything, and you really have to try and get creative because they're getting about 25 gifts usually. So you have to be the one that kind of stands out, and we're going to have some ideas for you there with Rose from Equus Now. We'll be right back after Templeton Thompson.
Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Christmas time's a-comin', and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's a-calling. Tall pines a-hummin', 'cause Christmas time's a-comin'. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', and I know I'm going home, yeah. Holly's in the window, home's where the wind blows. You can't walk for running, Christmas time's a-comin'. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-comin'. Can't you hear those bells ringin', ringin'? Joy, joy, hear them singin'. When it's snowin', I'll be goin' back to my country home. Call Christmas time's a-comin'. Christmas time's a-comin'. Christmas time's a-comin'. And I know I'm goin' home. Christmas time's a-comin'. Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', and Lord, I'm going home.
Well, that was Christmas Time's a-comin' by Templeton Thompson. You can find all of her music, including all of her Christmas music at TempletonThompson.com. You can download it right there. She has three or four different songs that she does. And, of course, one of our favorites here at the Horse Radio Network is Happy Holidays, which is the first one we played last week when Jamie wasn't with me. She doesn't like us playing the Christmas music this early, so we have to sneak it in when she's not here. This is Glenn the Geek, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning, and I am here with Rose from Equus Now. This is our Tack Talk Day. We're doing the first of two parts. We'll do another one next month. This is gift buying episode number one, trying to give you some early ideas on gifts that you probably need to purchase a little early because they're monogrammed or personalized or customized in some way. And of course, we have Coach Jen here as well. Well, now we're going to go into trainer and barn owner gifts. This is one of the toughest things. And, you know, we were barn owners for a long time and had a big barn. And, you know, you tend to get a lot of the same things and they pile up. But so you really have to get creative when you're looking to get your barn owner or your trainer something.
Definitely. And you don't want to get the same thing that everyone else is going to get. You kind of want to think outside the box. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, these trainers, they've been getting the same thing for years and years, and to kind of come up with something unusual is hard, and that's kind of like what we're going to talk about next, is some unusual gifts that you wouldn't normally think about for your trainer, but something that they're definitely, you know, going to like.
Okay, very good. Well, let's start.
Well, you know, keeping, you know, money first and foremost, the least expensive thing that we could recommend personally would be an engraved keychain with your trainer's farm name on them. You know, this is an easy gift idea. Everyone has keys. Everyone loses their keys. But, you know, to have a plate with an engraved, you know, keychain with, you know, the farm name is a really nice thing and super inexpensive. I mean, you can go as cheap as $10 for something plain. You can get something more elaborate for $20. But it's a really nice gift idea, and it looks really good.
You know, one of the things when we did own the farm that we really liked as gifts was when people gave us different things that had the farm name on it, because everybody's proud of their farm. So, you know, you can't have too many things with the farm name on it. We got all kinds of different stuff, and I really do like that idea. I think if you can find something and get the farm name put on it, that is something that they'll remember and they'll keep for sure.
It's so inexpensive, you know, just maybe from a student perspective, if a student wants to get their riding instructor to something. It's a nice little thing, and it's the thought sometimes that goes, you know, a longer way. And like you said, everyone's proud of their farm, so it's nice to kind of represent it somehow.
Yep, definitely.
Yep.
I like that
next,
one.
Next thing, you know, every farm kind of has their own custom colors. And one of the products that we've been selling a lot of this year are customized saddle covers from a company called Tally Ho. Tally Ho is an American company. You know, they make their products in the Midwest. And we love supporting companies that make their products in the USA. Well, what they make is this really neat saddle cover that is in your barn color. So you pick your base, your trim, your piping. You can put your monogram. You can put your barn logo on it. And in the tack room, to have like everyone's saddle cover to be completely uniform, that's a really neat look. Like I've seen barns that started out with one saddle cover for their trainer, and it really has kicked off a trend. So a trainer's saddle cover with their name on the cantle monogrammed and in their barn colors is a really nice gift and not very expensive. So it's an inexpensive gift to get, and it's from a company called Tally Ho, and it's on equisnow.com. You can customize your colors and everything online, and if you order it in the next couple weeks, you'll have it in plenty of time for Christmas.
And if I remember right, these saddle covers from Tally Ho you can get with either unlined or fleece lined. You can get either way.
You can. And their fleece lining is really nice. It's a really thick pile fleece, and it kind of has a feel of like a fake mink to it. It's really soft. And you can go crazy. I mean, you can start with a saddle cover, and then each year you can get a new Tally Ho piece for that trainer. So maybe next year you get her the boot bag, and the year after that you get her the garment bag. So you're going to have like 10 years of gifts that you can get for that trainer and all keeping the same theme.
Cool. Now I'm looking here at the saddle covers, run 44. Now when you have the prices on your website, does that include the customization?
You know, it depends. Some things do. Other things, when you go to the drop-down list and check off that you want them embroidered, it'll add a couple bucks for the embroidery.
Okay.
But
it
embroidery,
says it right there.
Yeah, it'll just add it to the price. It's very inexpensive to add embroidery. So you can, you know, for between $8 and $10, you can pretty much put your name on anything. And it's something that we offer at Equus now on all of our products.
Very good.
Yep.
I like it.
Next thing, you know, I don't know of many horse people that don't have dogs. You know, dogs and horses go hand in hand. And we found a line of custom dog collars and leashes that are beautiful. They're inexpensive. And anyone that gets a gift for their dog, I think, is equally as happy as if they're getting a gift for themselves, you know, because, you know, people love their dogs. I know I'm speaking for myself. When I get something for Fritz, I'm just as happy. And to get your trainer a really nice custom dog collar, you know, with their dog's name and maybe a matching leash, and you can even, you know, dress it up by getting, you know, a custom padding color. So maybe if your barn's colors are like hunter green and beige, you know, get a nice hunter green lined leather dog collar. It's super fancy and surprisingly inexpensive.
Well, these are great too. These are made by Perry's. And Perry's is a company that started in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, when we had our tack shop in central Pennsylvania. And they only had a couple of products, and they were getting them Amish made. The leather stuff was Amish made. And they have grown so much now. They have one of the biggest booths at Ada. And, we, you know, Carla, who runs Perry's, is just a neat lady, and they always have a lot of fun, and they always have popcorn at the booth, so we always go over.
Popcorn or chocolate, you're going to go.
Yeah. We got priorities. And this
right.
last time they had, I forget what it was, Jennifer, it was some kind of alcoholic drink that was really good. They made some kind of alcoholic iced tea, and it was really good, which was really strange coming from the company who gets their stuff made by the Amish, but it was really good. I visited a few times.
That's funny. You know who else? I mean, Walsh. You know, Walsh is the company that's famous for their halters. We carry their dog products as well. And, again, it's another made-in-the-USA product. And if you're looking for maybe a higher-end, you know, dog collar and leash, check out the Walsh line online, because they carry the Walsh name, they're made in the USA, and they have that heavy-duty quality that you see in their halters in their dog accessories.
Very good. Yeah, cool. Can't forget the puppies.
All right, next up. Yeah, this is going slightly in the more expensive price range for your trainer, but we work with a company called Rebecca Ray.
Hold on, I'm going to stop you right there. Hold on one second. Jennifer, could you please go do something else for the next 5 minutes?
You ain't getting rid of me that easy.
Yeah, she has a handbag fetish, and I really don't want her to see the next part.
You know, definitely go to that website. It's Rebecca Ray Designs. And let me tell you, these bags are in a class by themselves. They're stunning bags. They have many different styles, and they're all made in the USA. But each year she puts out different styles of bags, and we can't keep them in stock at Equus now. People love her line. And it's great for any horse person. Even non-horse people love these bags. I mean, they're just gorgeous and completely in a class by themselves.
Well, they even have flasks, huh? So they carry the fox hunting, they carry the flask. Wow, they're really nice ones.
They are. You know, again, this is, again, something where there's not necessarily a budget in place. Or if you want to get together with other clients at a barn, and get your trainer something really nice or your barn owner something really nice that'll last a long time. And it's really special. You know, these are definitely one-of-a-kind handbags, and, you know, a lot of thought and love go into making each one.
And, Jennifer, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
It's a tough choice, but I think the yellowish one there.
I thought so.
That's
one I thought.
The messenger bag, that's my favorite. I mean, that in person.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I figured that would be
your
style.
And, you know, it's got a little bit of practical. It's a messenger bag, so I can put my computer in there. So, see, it's not all about the frivolous. It's practical. Yeah.
You know, and they're very unique. You know, each one is really, they're handmade, and you can tell. And if you really look at the quality and really study these bags, I mean, they're going to be a very special, you know, part, you know, of your accessory line. And they're definitely a very special gift that I'd highly recommend.
You know, I just figured it out. I can buy you 27 of the baby pads for the price of this bag. So I'm just saying.
I don't know, Jen. What would you rather have?
How about 12 of the... You can get me the Monica bag, too. That costs as much as my whole horse. But I still haven't gotten quite to a comma yet, so we're good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You can't drive it down the road like you can my gift. You just, you know, no wheels. Just saying. These are really nice, though, and they do come in many different colors and styles, so you can check out all the different ones over on the website. And I want to remind everybody, if you're tuning in late this morning, that we are doing the first of our gift buying episodes here with Equus Now. We'll do another one in the beginning of next month. But we will have links to all of these products. You don't have to remember them. We will have links to all the products in the show notes at horsesinthemorning.com. Just look for today's episode for 11.5, and you'll see links to all of them directly to Equus Now where you can buy any of these products. You don't have to remember all this. We understand you're driving or riding or cleaning salt. So you can go back to the website and find all of the different links. All right, so that's it in the trainer, barn owner gifts, and obviously that last one with the handbags, if you really like your barn owner and your trainer, that would be a good one, and you probably get brownie points for that. That would be something that would get you in good standing for a while. Well, why don't we introduce your next guest, who is in the building there with you?
Well, we're excited to have Tracy Baker, who is the gift buyer extraordinaire at Equus Now. And I mentioned earlier, if shopping was an Olympic event, Tracy would win the gold every time. Welcome, Tracy Baker.
Hi, Rose. How are you guys?
Good, Tracy. Now I gotta bring something up here. So she's saying you're the expert extraordinaire buyer, and I happen to know that you caught yourself something else here recently, and that's a fiancé. Now, does he know about this addiction of yours? Is he forewarned, or should I give him a call?
No, I think he is fully aware of the extent of my love of the horsey lifestyle. He's seen the two drawers full of Zox collections and Sakatumis, and he's prepared.
Okay, I'm just checking. Now, is he a horsey guy or a non-horsey guy?
He is a horsey guy. His past included he was a professional reining horse trainer from Australia, and he worked in the industry for 30 years for a company. So he's well-versed in the horsey lifestyle, so he's supportive.
Wait a minute. You found yourself an Aussie reiner?
I did.
You know, half the women in the audience are now drooling just over the accent alone.
Right? I do love it when people are like, just talk to me. So, yeah,
there's something about
he's
the
aware.
Aussie accent on a guy that just drives women nuts.
Is that what did it, Tracy? Was that the initial clinch? Was it the accent?
It was the accent. That's what drove it home.
See, Glenn, you got to work on that.
I got to work on that. I'm losing out all over today here. All right. Sorry, Rose.
But, you know, Tracy, before Tracy worked at Equus Now, we knew Tracy as a shopper. And let me tell you, this girl could shop. And, you know, and people call Tracy at the store from all over the country, and they give her just a little bit of information about who they're buying a gift for, and Tracy can pick it every single time. So she's amazing at what she does, and if, like I said, if there was an award for shopping, she would win it. So, Tracy, I have a couple questions for you, and I want you to give us your picks on what are the best ideas for this holiday season.
Okay, absolutely.
What do you think? If you can pick anything right now, you know, and let's say you have a category of like under $50, you know, $50 to $100, and then over $100, tell me what would be some of your picks.
I would say in that under $50 range, you know, there's such a wide assortment of things for people. You could be, you know, practical, and you can help outfit them, you know, for in the barn as well as streetwear. I'm a big crossover person. I like horsey things as a lifestyle thing. So you can do things from anything from warm socks and gloves to your accessory pieces, like you were saying, Rose, with your keychains, your fun jewelry pieces, as well as your housewares. You know, don't forget we have some great things for your home, be it coffee table books, be it coasters, any of those accessory decorative pieces. So I'm definitely one that I like to carry that over not only in the barn but to my lifestyle as well.
What do you think, you know, if when you have people coming into the store and, you know, they say, well, I have to buy a gift for someone that has everything, you know, what would you recommend, you know, to that person?
Well, as a big consumer myself, you could never have everything. I am sure there is something that we could sell them. And like I said, be that for their house. You know, look at their desk area. Do they have, you know, a great set of bookends? Do they have those coasters? Do they have those great books? Look at what they enjoy wearing. Do they wear not only the horsey pieces in the barn, do they wear them out on the street? What about a great pair of earrings, a necklace? Like you were saying, a great handbag. I'm a big handbag consumer. I like to change up my handbags, so it's nice when you have those Tucker Tweeds, those Rebecca Rays, the Perrys, you know, any of those kinds of things that make that statement, that show that you are a horse person, not only in the barn, but in life.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, a lot of people just like to carry that lifestyle, you know, over, you know, kind of all aspects of what they do, not just for things that a lot of people think they need something to use in the barn, but there's really, you know, the sky's the limit as far as, like, what you can get.
Right, absolutely.
I got to ask you guys, with equestrian becoming a fashion statement, you know, for non-horse people, too, and really has been the thing this year, have you seen non-horse people coming in to buy stuff more than you had in the past?
Absolutely, and you know, I'm a big, once again, proponent of doing that crossover. For example, today I'm wearing a pair of the denim Good Rider breeches with a pair of street style, riding style boots, you know, and a cute sweater. And it's amazing when you walk through the mall or you're at the grocery store, and people say, "Oh my gosh, I love those pants. Where did you get them?" You know, your barber line, your jewels line, those are true lifestyle items that carry over to the street and to everyday life. So I wear them all the time, and we will get people that will come in and say, "I saw this online. I saw it on Pinterest, and what a great look." And they are buying.
So the days of getting stared at when you go to the grocery store in your breeches are ending?
Well, you might still get stared at, but it's for a good reason now.
It's where did you get that, as opposed to what are you wearing?
Exactly.
It depends too how much horse poop you're covered in too. That probably has something to do with it.
Right. I try.
Well,
not
you
to want
to be noticed by what you're wearing, not by what you smell like. That's never a good impression.
Right. So if you walk into the malls, you're seeing these knee patch style pants, you're seeing the riding style boots, and once again, as a horsey person, it's great to be able to carry over what you're buying in the tack shops into your day-to-day life.
You know, Jules is a good example. You know, Jules really is a fashion forward line, and they have stores, you know, all over Europe, in the UK, and they are completely marketing to a mainstream, you know, clientele. And I think that we're going to see more and more of that in this country. You know, like the barber line is huge. You know, Dewberry is huge. And these are really equestrian-looking pieces that everyone is wearing.
Right. And they're fully functional. You know, you take your Dewberries, you know, into the barn, you hose them off, and then you go to the store and you wear them around, and people love them. The barber coats, fully functional. The jewels, and Rose's is absolutely correct. I had the chance to go to the Burley horse trials, and I got to see truly in England, you know, in that whole area, jewels is marketed in your main stores. It's not just an equestrian piece. So it's, once again, I'm all about repurposing and getting multi-uses out of my things.
Well, enjoy this, ladies, because this trend will end like they all do in the fashion world. So
I don't know.
They'll be back with staring at your breeches in another 5 years.
Right.
I don't know.
You know, I agree with Rose. I disagree with what you're saying. If you look at Ralph Lauren, if you look at Chaps, if you look at even some of the Chanel lines, they've always held a favor towards that equestrian line. I don't think that I've ever looked at a horsey person wearing a great stirrup necklace or a pair of pearl earrings with a bit or any of those things as ever going out of style. I do believe that some of those pieces carry over year after year, so you would never be afraid to purchase a few of those conservative pieces and worry about those going out of trend.
Definitely. I think Tracy hit it right on the head. These are traditional classic looks, and that traditionalism, that classicness never goes out of style, you know, and like you referenced Ralph Lauren, I mean, that is a look that has had staying power for how many years? You know, we're talking about decades, and I really think that this is a look to stay for years to come.
Well, and by the way, I am, as America's Horse Husband, I am wholeheartedly approving the look because it involves tight breeches. So it gets my stamp of approval every single time.
But you know what,
Glenn?
I think
we should be more tight breeches in the malls. That means we get to go. See, the only place we could see them before is horse shows. Now we have the opportunity to, you know, not have to do the horse shows, and we just go to the mall. So.
Oh, musings from Glenn.
My job.
How does the conversation always tend to lead this way? I'm not sure.
In every show, Glenn mentions tight breeches. No matter what we talk
every
about,
back
it always
food.
Gets back.
I get food, and we got them both in this show. We got food and tight breeches. I'm happy I can go now.
So. All right, going back to Tracy. No, okay. This is the thing I want to know. A lot of people, you know, they have barn workers that they rely on. You know, if it wasn't for the staff at the barn, you know, taking care of their horse, I mean, they would be in big trouble. You know, and so you really want to pay tribute to the people that make your horse's life better on an everyday basis. But for the holidays, it's something that you really want to go above and beyond. What do you recommend as a former barn manager? A great idea for gifts for the barn staff.
I'm 100% in believing that, you know, you have to keep your staff comfortable. If they're not enjoying their job, they're not going to be able to do a good job. And obviously here, you know, in the Northeast, warmth, you know, first and foremost and being dry. So once again, those outerwear pieces that will serve them well, keep them dry, keep them warm, be it coats, hats, gloves, a great scarf, boots, any of those items. So you can hit almost any price point from a set of, you know, a pair of good gloves to a great looking scarf, you know, and then move up to your outerwear coats and your boots. Those are always fantastic items. You know, and it was always a joy to receive even an item that I enjoyed carrying or using at horse shows, maybe a fancy new lead with their name on it. So they would take pride in, you know, in taking your animal around the show grounds. I used to enjoy a lot of those, you know, gifty items, those special care items, a groom box with an engraved nameplate, their name on it. So it was their tools, their equipment. Once again, a sense of pride in taking care of your animals.
I love that. That's a great idea to have the toolbox with their name engraved on it. That's a really great idea. How about, like, for farriers and, like, massage therapists and things like that? What would you recommend for those people?
You know, maybe look at the products that they enjoy using. You know, if there's a certain, you know, maybe they like the Sore No More liniments or the Vetrolin products or the Absorbine products. You know, maybe restock their product use. Same with your blacksmith. Is there a particular product that he uses? Is it Tough Stuff, Farriers, you know, Secret, Rainmaker? Replenish their product supply. You know, that inevitably cuts down their costs and helps them out, as well as, once again, their creature comforts, be it, you know, a new pair of gloves, you know, their outerwear as well.
That's a great idea. I think practicality is a really, you know, great thing. I mean, they have to put their own money into buying these products, you know, to maybe pick up a case of Tough Stuff if that's what your farrier uses every time. That's a really great practical gift idea.
Right. I love to buy, but I am a bit of a practical buyer, and I like to look at what people like and what they use, you know, and then you can always step that up and, you know, depending if you have a guy or a woman, you know, maybe it's that great accessory piece and it could be a new briefcase. It could be a new messenger bag. It could, you know, be a great piece of jewelry that they can wear outside of the barn as well.
Tracy, I got a very important question for you. I'm slightly afraid of the answer, and I think that your fiancé is going to be most afraid of this answer. But if you can have anything for Christmas on your wish list, what would you pick? And Darren, take notes.
Yeah, right. Well, I'd have to say that I'm really in love with the new barber sweaters that we got in this year. Once again, you know, practical, and it's a great woolen piece that's going to last, you know, over the years. I can wear it in the barn. I can, you know, wear it out on a casual date. Dating. Love going out on dates. And
but with Darren.
With Darren, yeah.
Gotta clarify that.
Date night with the fiancé.
Remember that Australian accent, that whole thing? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm really,
you know,
in love,
you missed
with that
the perfect
sweater.
Opportunity. I was really expecting you to say when she said anything, you know, anything you wanted. Obviously, you went to right to what you could find at Equus Now, where I think most horsewomen out there were going 17 hand warm blood, about 6 years old.
You know. You know, I own a great horse, and you know, right now I am one of the riders that I'm a casual, just non-competitive rider at this point in my life, and so you know, once again, I'm looking at things that I can use multi-purpose. And having worked in a tack shop for a few years now, and having shopped for people for so many years, I have to say, as far as training equipment, you know, I'm pretty well set. But once again, for those trainers, you know, another great idea is, you know, they're constantly using their own personal equipment. So a great set of draw reins with their nameplate on it, martingales, bridles, with their name, you know, that makes those pieces their own as well. So, like I said, I'm good as far as equipment. I'm kind of a clothes horse, and you know, also I would say my next choice would be the Rebecca Ray messenger bag. It is fantastic.
You know, I think that piece, you know, you and I joke a lot back and forth that you have like so much stuff, but I'll tell you, I really see you carrying that piece. That has your name written all over it.
Darren?
Apparently it has my wife's name written all over it too. Hey, I resemble that remark.
And Rebecca Ray is fantastic. She is from the Cleveland area, and I do know her personally as well, and she puts a lot of pride in her products, and they are locally made, and she does the research, and the quality is there. So once again, you're supporting a U.S.-based company, great local workers, and the quality is fantastic.
Well, Tracy, if people want to talk to you, how do they do that?
They just go ahead and give us a call here at the store and ask for Tracy. Also, I'm available via email, tracy@equusnow.com, and I'll be happy to, you know, help them out with their shopping needs.
And is that T-R-A-C-Y or
Correct.
E-Y?
Just Y.
T-R-A-C-Y. Okay, very good. Well, All congratulations right. on your engagement. Good luck with that. It sounds like, you know, he knows what it's all about, so he's probably going to hang around. He's probably accepted all of this.
Yeah,
at this point.
I think so. He's a great guy. I'm a lucky girl.
Well, congratulations.
Tracy, you're a great guest. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks. You guys have a great morning.
All
you
right,
too.
Bye, Tracy.
Bye-bye.
Hey, that's Tracy Baker from Equus Now, and as we said, you can find her by giving Equus Now a call or dropping her an email. The store number is 740-549-4959, and is there an 800 number as well?
There is. It's 877-740-4959. Ask for Tracy Baker.
Very good. Well, we're plain running out of time today. This has been fun. I enjoy these shows a lot. Of course, I'm a product guy, so I like talking about product. And, you know, I know Jennifer loves hearing about product. And we found in the past that a lot of our listeners, you know, they like these shows too, because what horse person doesn't sit around with a catalog, you know, all afternoon just, you know, and be perfectly happy with that. So
that's absolutely true. But, you know, and it's funny, that's how I got into this business. You know, I just pored over the Miller's catalog, you know, like every night before I went to bed. And I think that's a horse person's kind of like, you know, MO, that we love horses, we love stuff for horses, and you can't go wrong getting a horse person anything from a tack shop. And worst comes to worst, get a gift card and let them get exactly what they want.
That was always my solution. I was always safe. Always safe that way. That, and Jennifer is a sock hound. She loves socks. So, and of course, there's a million different cool socks in the horse world now. So that's gotten easier for me over the years as they've increased the selections of socks. Well, thank you so much, Rose. We appreciate you being here again today. Rose is here the first Tuesday of every month doing Tack Talk with Equus Now. We'll do part two of the holiday shopping, and I think we'll be getting more into, at the beginning of December, more into some of the last-minute stuff and things that that will save your butt as you get closer to the holidays. So we'll have some inexpensive and some more expensive like we did this month. That's a good way to do it. And we want to remind you that tomorrow we will be here with the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia on Wednesday morning. So if you want to win some stuff that you could either keep or re-gift, we don't care, you can give us a call at 347-637-3238 at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. That's Eastern Time. Get in line to play the Wheel of Trivia. We had a lot of winners last week. We thought we made it extra tough last week. And we have some smart listeners, let me tell you, because they were on the ball. I think we had four winners last week. So give us a call tomorrow to play the Wheel of Trivia. Also, I want to remind everybody that you can get the app. Most people are listening through the app now on the App Store. It's either iOS or Android, whether you have an iPhone or iPad. You can just go to the App Store and search for Horse Radio Network. All 11 of our shows are on there now. And you can find Horses in the Morning. You'll find the recorded episodes, not the live. We haven't got that technology down yet. Our two systems will not talk to do that. But you can listen to the recorded episode as soon as the show is over. And we appreciate you downloading the app and listening. We have people from all over the world doing that. And let's give out your contact information again, Rose.
Yep, all the great products you heard about today can be found at equisnow.com. You can go to our website. You can follow us on Facebook. We even have a Twitter page. So go to equisnow.com, give us a call, and we will make your holiday shopping a piece of cake.
And you'll find all of the products that we talked about on today's show on our show notes page at horsesinthemorning.com for today's show for November the 5th. You can go there, and if there's something specific that you went, oh, that would be a great gift for the horse person in my life, you can find a link to it right there, and you don't have to remember it or go back and even listen to the show again, although we encourage you to do that. But you can find it at our show notes. It just makes it so much easier. Well, thank you, Rose. You have a terrific month. I can say that I'm happy that I will not be packing boxes till 2 in the morning. I'm just saying.
Hey, Glenn, we have a job opening for you, and I think Jen actually volunteered your name.
yeah, it's a little bit of a drive, you know, so I think I'm going to pass on that, and I think I'd rather dip chocolate, to be honest with you. I don't think Phyllis is hiring me anytime soon either, so I'm out of luck.
Definitely not after you telling the story about eating each piece on the way out the conveyor belt. You're out of luck.
Well, that's it, everybody. Let's have a terrific day. Be safe out there. Wear your helmets. And, you know, we have a motto here this holiday season. We want to encourage people also to buy gifts that encourage health and safety for the holidays. And we know that you can find helmets and vests and everything that you need as far as safety is concerned over at Equus Now as well. So keep that in mind, that health and safety is very important, and there's no more perfect time to buy that particular gift than at Christmas time. Have a terrific day, everybody. See you, Rose.
Bye, Glenn.
I got to go shop for my wife now.
Oh, yeah.